this meeting has a special merit that it brings together church leaders, law enforcement agents, and foot soldiers, religious and people who work for immigration in the area of immigration and in the area of human trafficking. And for 2 days, we have this opportunity to sit around the same table and see ways and means of collaborating. And when the church and state collaborate in this matter, a lot more can be achieved. I know that in England and Wales, the church and the state are working very much together. I'm afraid I cannot say the same of my country, Nigeria. And maybe when I get back home, we will also, if we have results of this conference, we'll present it both to our church authorities and to our government authorities to let them know that when the church and the state meet in this kind of situation, a lot of good is done.
What about the political and economic situation in Nigeria?
2 days ago, it was announced that the economy of Nigeria has become the first economy in Africa and that we have just recently superseded South Africa. Most Nigerians reading this news will be asking themselves, what does this mean? Strictly speaking and honestly speaking, that announcement makes no difference whatsoever to the situation of the ordinary Nigerian who is living in poverty in the midst of great wealth. Everybody knows that our country is very rich. We don't have to do anything. Just sit there. The oil companies exploit our oil resources. We sell it on the international market and millions of dollars pour into our national treasury. Because of this, unfortunately, the political leaders don't really have to do much in terms of developing the people. Governance becomes almost entirely managing oil wealth. When I say manage, I'm using a very good word. Sometimes it means sharing the loot. And you have a situation, therefore, where you have a rich country full of very poor people. We are hoping and praying that we can improve our level of good governance so that the resources of the country can be better utilized and better distributed, and that will bring more peace in the country. Right now, there's a lot of grievance in the land, which is partly responsible for the situation of insecurity, not only in the north, but all over the country. For as long as there is no determined effort to have a better governance, it will be difficult to effectively address the issue of terrorism in Nigeria.